What's up, everybody? Chester ARP Church Devotional Podcast. Hey, man, thanks for joining us. John chapter 11, Mitch brings us in. Here we go.
Each winding path I tread gives me grace for every trial, feeds me with the living bread.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us this morning. We jump in John chapter 11. I'm going to pick this story up in verse 17. Jesus arrives on the scene. Lazarus is dead. Jesus arrives on the scene, has an interaction with Mary and Martha. Now, when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already died in the tomb. 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had only been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask for from God, God will give to you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again on the resurrection on the last day." And Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he shall die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She said, "Yes, Lord. I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world." And I'm going to stop right there, because the next section, Jesus weeps at the tomb. Mary and Martha have lost their brother. They sent word to Jesus. Jesus delayed where he was, didn't come. Lazarus has died. He's been in the tomb for 4 days by the time Jesus gets there. At this point, everybody from Jerusalem, a lot of the Jews and the widows and the women from Jerusalem have come to mourn with Mary and Martha. They're having a visitation, as we call it here in the South. And so they're having a visitation. Everybody's come to visit. They're bringing food. They're sitting around talking. They're being there to encourage and strengthen one another in the moment, because they're dealing with pain and suffering and hardship and all that stuff that comes from the loss of loved ones. You know what that's like. You've lost a loved one, or you've been around those who've lost loved ones. Perhaps you've been one of those who've gone to visit. And so you're there to offer encouragement and strength, and to be there to mourn with and to support them in their time of need. These two sisters live with their brother, love their brother. Mary is the one who anoints the head of Jesus later on in John chapter 12. So we know that they have a deep relationship with Jesus. Lazarus is well-loved. Lazarus is well-liked, well-known by the community, fairly close to Jerusalem. They're there, and Jesus arrives. Now, Martha, the sister who is very active, right? So we're told in Luke chapter 10, I believe it is, that when Jesus comes to a dinner, Martha's busy preparing. Mary's sitting at Jesus' feet. Martha goes and fusses at Jesus and fusses about Mary. And tell her to get up and help me. And Jesus says, Mary's chosen what is best. Martha's a very busy person, very active person, very engaged person. So Martha, in keeping with her personality, goes out to meet Jesus. And when she goes to meet Jesus, she says, "Lord, if you had only been here, my brother would not have died. But now that whatever you ask from God, God will give to you." I love this interaction. It's as if she's challenging Jesus, but but he didn't come when he was called. But she's not fussing at him. She's just simply stating a fact of her grief. "If you had only been here." I don't know if you've been there before. Maybe there's a loss of a loved one. Maybe there's an illness. Maybe there's some kind of issue in your life where you are tempted to say to God, or maybe you have said to God, "If only you had done something about this. You could have fixed this problem, God. You could have changed it. You could have taken care of it. You could have taken the pain away. You could have kept them from dying. You could have been there to meet the need. If only you loved me. If only you cared. If only you had been present," right? That's part of the pain that Martha is experiencing. And I love her boldness in the relationship he has with Jesus to go and say it. You know, there are two cases in the Bible where people are just real with Jesus. I think just kind of direct, and even if you read them, can it come across as challenging him? This is one of them. The other is Peter, when Jesus says he's going to go to his cross, and Peter says, "You're not going to die." And Peter does it again in John 13 when he says, "Don't wash my feet, I'm going to wash your feet." It's not that these people are critiquing Jesus or trying to stand in Jesus' way. It's that these people are I think in their relationship with Christ, in their intimacy with Christ, in that intimate relationship, just laying it out before him. And Martha here says, I'm hurting. And had you been here, he wouldn't have died. But notice the faith. Even now, whatever you ask from God, God will give to you. And so she knows that whatever Jesus asked for, even now, God will do. And Jesus says to her, your brother will rise again. And she has no concept of what's about to happen. She says, yes, I know he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day. I know he's going to rise again. You have that hope. If you are a Christian and your loved one is a believer who dies, then we're going to see him again and they're going to rise again on the resurrection of the last day. And Jesus says to her those wonderful words, I am the resurrection and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. Do you believe this? And she said, yes, I believe you are the Christ who is coming into the world. And there we see her profession of faith, the statement of Jesus. We're going to understand exactly what that means later on in the story. Because we know that he raises Lazarus from the dead, but we're going to see that in a more direct way. But right here, she believes him. She loves him, he loves her, and she believes him. And he receives her grief, he receives her pain, he hears her. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful? That's how God does it. And she feels free and open to communicate with him that way because she is so close to him, because she has such an intimate relationship with him. I ask you, do you have that kind of relationship with Jesus? I pray you do. Take care. See you next time. You care.